Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
And I'm Joni Harwell.
Hey, give her a raise.
Well, you know, this is my first time sitting in, so, for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I come for interviews, but sitting in as your co-host, this is my first time, so I got used to that. I'm sorry.
There was that one day a couple of years ago when I had no voice. Remember that?
Yes,
I had no voice, and you were so gracious and jumped in and filled in for me, because we had a great guest lined up and wanted to share this great story. It was a new military chaplain that
yes,
we wanted to share, and you were so gracious and jumped in and filled in for me. Always a joy to have you in studio. Thanks so much for jumping in today. And speaking of great guests, the Reverend Bill Reedy, Director of Ministerial Recruitment and Admissions for Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, joining us on the phone today. Pastor Reedy, how are you?
Doing well. Good morning.
Always a joy to talk with you. How are things at beautiful Concordia Seminary this morning?
It's wonderful. It's a Monday morning, so most students have an 8 o'clock class, so they're at it, and chapel comes up yet this morning. But this is a time of year when we realize that not only do we have a beautiful campus, but God actually decorates it even better with all the trees that are just absolutely over-the-top beautiful this year.
It is. I was able to get out and enjoy I went for a drive on Saturday and enjoyed the beautiful trees. I can imagine the seminary campus is probably beautiful. Joni, you're pretty close to the seminary campus. You probably see all the beautiful colors there.
Oh, really? The trees are just gorgeous right now, all filled with color and everything. It just, you kind of walk around with this, knowing that pretty soon those beautiful leaves are going to be gone.
Well, speaking of colors, green and gold days. What are green and gold days all about?
It's one of our shorter events, an event geared towards students that are probably well along in the discernment process, meaning they're already thinking about becoming a deaconess or becoming a pastor and are to the point where they need to be immersed in the community a little bit to see if Concordia Seminary St. Louis is the place where they wish to come for their formation. So it's a one-day event. It starts bright and early with breakfast in the morning and includes classroom visits, meeting with individual students, as well as financial aid, housing, and other elements that take them through part of a day of a seminarian, but then also filling in all the questions about where am I going to live and how am I going to pay for this.
Do most of the students come with their families so that they also get a feeling and understanding about what's going on?
They're always welcome to. We actually have a different event in the summer that's geared very much toward married prospective students and their children. And that's called Next Steps, and it happens near the end of July. And that's very much a joy seeing people who come and are wondering, how am I going to do this with a family? And they have dinner with, have a panel discussion with, people that have already done that. And that's very much the focus of Next Steps, is to help them see how other people have done this and to hear, quite frankly, how some people have said, I thought this was going to be the worst transition of our entire family life, and coming into a community where we have on-campus housing and immediate friends available for the children. But that's yet this summer. For Green and Gold Days, it tends to be more focused on the adults. We welcome families to come. We certainly welcome wives and husbands to come so that they get in on the information as well. But it's also a little bit more low-key and in terms of being focused very much on the student's perspective.
You mentioned earlier that it's important in this process, in this discernment process, to be immersed in the seminary community as considering pursuing these vocations of deaconess or pastor. What is it about that community that is key to formation for deaconesses or for future pastors?
One of the things I worry about when I'm on the road is that I don't want to come across as a salesman, that I come out with my brochures, I come out with all the information, and it comes from somebody who works for Concordia Seminary. We do not coach our students. We do not filter what they say. And it's so key that they come and hear the unfiltered. They hear from other students that are single, that are married, that are first career, second career, third career, whatever. And it brings a high level of transparency, but also authenticity to the day. And again, that's sometimes when people will be very clear about the challenges. It's just not to paint a rosy picture that we get to come here and study the Word of God and we're formed for ministry. There's still saints and sinners. There's still people pursuing a vocation. And the formation comes sometimes with a little bit of pressure, meaning the hands of the master are pushing against that clay to form it. And nothing better than hearing it from a student who is a first-year, second-year, or fourth-year student from their perspective. The transition to come, but then also, what does this mean? How does it feel on a daily basis? And when they're sitting in class with students and hearing the discussion and interacting with the professors, they go from a screenshot or a brief video that they might see from our website to saying, oh, this is the one who wrote that article. This is the one who wrote that commentary. And they get a chance to see that these are real people and not just people that exist somewhere in another city that they'll never meet.
Yes, I'm sure that's very important, that personal touch, getting to meet the authors or the professors or the teachers. Can you tell us any specific new student stories or admission success stories that you can remember that have happened?
Probably the most exciting ones are to know that when you first met a student on the road and were talking to him, he was dating and then got engaged and got married over the summer, so on and so forth, and then to find out that their personal lives are just taking off and they're expecting a child now. So things happen quickly sometimes. That's not so much a success story as a verification that their lives continue to go on. Because most of our students are under the age of 30, our average age is about 28. Mm-hmm. They're in the years that their family is beginning and growing and all the things that come with that. Probably a success story would be the fact that we just had this last weekend, the wives retreat, and not involved with that at all, but I was talking to two wives of seminarians last night and how important that time was, that it wasn't just a thing that we've told them about and it was coming, but not only does the Seminary Women's Association have a great impact on campus, but this was very focused time where they left campus, went on a retreat, spent time together, and to hear these wives of second-year students. So they were married this summer, came to campus this fall, and seeing them feel more of a part of the community. There's always that concern, and it's certainly real, that they would feel more isolated. And so that's part of it, is knowing that the wives are going to fit. The other thing, just from a seminary point of view, is seeing students who were concerned about graduate-level education, were concerned about Greek and Hebrew, and the fact that now that they're here, the thing that has been reassuring is the curriculum now, after being revised a couple of years ago, is supportive of the language learner, is supportive of the man being formed for ministry. And hearing those success stories after knowing their apprehension and concern, you know, are Greek and Hebrew going to be the deal breakers for me? Or how is this going to happen? Am I going to just become a theologian with all sorts of head knowledge, or will there be a way to apply it? And it's great seeing the guys that have just, through their fieldwork education as well as other modules, they've really found their place.
You mentioned, you know, starting with breakfast, attending classes and chapel that day. What are some other things that we get to do during Green and Gold Days? We have just about 2 minutes left.
Sure. Two of the top ones are the sessions with our housing director, and that includes seeing the food bank, where they can a family of four can save upwards of about $400 a month just using the food bank. And our resell it shop of lightly used clothing and other things. We're blessed to be in a very nice neighborhood, and so some of the cast-offs that people bring to the seminary are wonderful. And that's very good for them to see that support that goes beyond a catalog description, but then also seeing the on-campus housing. This is also, we're continuing on with what we refer to as the financial aid covenant, where the partnership with districts and congregations, our Adopt-a-Student program, our endowments and such, are now making it possible for students to come in without paying tuition. And those partnerships are so incredibly important. But it also means that our students don't have to look so seriously at acquiring debt while they're here. So both seeing that they'll have safe, affordable housing, but also how they're going to pay for the seminary are always very important parts of Green and Gold. And the other days, just so that they see where the seminary is making a commitment to help them in their transition and then their formation.
When are the next Green and Gold days coming up, and how do we register?
There's one coming up this Friday, and there's still availability. Then after that, the next one will be after the first of the year on February 8th. And this is all available on our website, CSL, Concordia St. Louis, csl.edu, and look under admissions, and that's where all the information about our events is located.
Our guest today, the Reverend Bill Reedy, Director of Ministerial Recruitment and Admissions for Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Green and Gold Day is coming up the end of this week. Check out csl.edu. Bill, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Green and Gold Days, CFNA Trivia Night, lots of events going on right here in St. Louis. Joni, thank you so much for jumping in for Sarah today. Always fun to have you in studio.
Thank you, Andy. It's always fun to come back to KFUO as a retiree.
Well, blessings on your day. I'm Andy Bates.
And I'm Joni Harwell.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.